daily news and analysis. We keep you informed and inspired.
This is World Today.
Welcome to World Today. I'm Liu Kun in Beijing. Chinese President Xi Jinping had said China and France will promote cooperation in multiple areas. He made the remarks when he jointly met the press with his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron in Paris.
China and France will stabilize and further increase their bilateral trade. We will expand our cooperation in agri-food and finance, and deepen our cooperation in civil aviation, in nuclear energy for civil purposes, and other areas.
President Xi Jinping also said he welcomes President Macron to visit China again. Meanwhile, he announced that China will promote the number of French students studying in China to exceed 10,000 in the next 3 years. Earlier, the two presidents held talks during which Chinese President Xi Jinping suggested the two countries uphold mutual benefits, jointly oppose acts of decoupling and disrupting industrial and supply chains, and say no together to building barriers. The Chinese leader also called on both sides to uphold independence and jointly fend off a new Cold War or bloc confrontation. For more, we're joined by Dr. George Zougopoulos, Director of EU-China Programs and Senior Research Fellow at European Institute of Nice. Thank you, Dr. Zougopoulos, for talking to me on this very important trip by President Xi Jinping. Now, when we talk about China-France relations, really, what can we learn from Chinese and French leaders 60 years ago when they decided to establish formal relations, which was called a diplomatic nuclear explosion at the time?
Well, in order to understand the importance of Sino-French relations, we have to look into history. Because in 1964, when France made the decision to recognize the People's Republic of China, it wasn't a decision that was an easy one, according to the then geopolitical circumstances. But it seemed that France at that time, and especially its leader, General de Gaulle, made the correct decision by saying that by not accepting that China exists, it would be a blind gesture. And he decided to recognize China, and this marked a significant difference for French foreign policy, which affected French foreign policy for the decades that followed. So I believe that it is a very important moment to celebrate that decision of 1964 and also look at what happened for Sino-French relations in the decade that followed.
Professor, in a press conference jointly held with President Macron in Paris, President Xi Jinping said the two sides intend to deepen cooperation in areas such as agriculture, finance, aerospace, civil nuclear development, among others. Now, how do you comment on the complementarity of the two economies in these areas?
Well, to start with, Sino-French relations are marked by continuity. This means that the current meeting between President Emmanuel Macron and President Xi Jinping is important, but this meeting draws on the work that has been done by both leaders in the past. And within this context, the joint declaration, which was signed by China and France in 2023, was highly significant because it highlighted 51 points which outline areas of collaboration between the two countries. So the two leaders evaluated progress and they discussed additional aspects of cooperation in the future, which includes the sectors that you just mentioned. I believe that these sectors are indeed very important, but Sino-French relations are multidimensional and the progress can be expected not only in these fields, but also beyond those fields.
As we know, France is implementing the strategy called reindustrialization, While China is in the process of promoting high quality development. So, Professor, how can the two align with each other in their national strategies in this regard?
It is very important to understand the different priorities of France and China in order to look for potential synergies. And in that regard, as you correctly pointed out, France under President Emmanuel Macron is attempting to reinforce its own industrial policy in order to make the country a pillar, especially for technological innovation. And in that regard, we all know that China possesses very important companies that can make a technological difference in several fields. So the more the two sides talk to each other, the more likely it can be for potential collaboration schemes to be explored and for agreements to be reached, especially in issues that the two leaders, President Emmanuel Macron and President Xi Jinping, discussed in Paris, as the one you mentioned before, like agriculture, finance, and so on. Above all, what matters is the political will for the two sides to talk to each other and to look for potential points of collaboration. I believe that this is the key that can advance the relationship to a new level.
Mm. President Xi Jinping also said the two sides will work with each other on global governance issues like climate change and artificial intelligence. Now, how important is that China and France join hands in these areas? What can the two bring to the table?
Again, to start with, it is very important to mention that both China and France are permanent members of the UN Security Council. This itself outlines the significance that the two sides can play at the international level in several fields, and not only, obviously, in artificial intelligence and climate change. But of course, artificial intelligence and climate change in particular are two sectors which deserve particular attention due to their complexity in a changing world. And I strongly believe that the more China and France talk to each other, the more likely it will be for a mutual understanding to be reached in order for some rules to be discussed and in order in the future also for some agreements to be reached. We should not forget that this September the UN Summit for the Future will take place. And again, taking into account that the voice of both China and France is highly significant, we can be hopeful that at least negotiations can be the beginning for breakthroughs in the future. And I strongly believe that Beijing and Paris have a lot to gain by stronger collaboration.
Mm. Again, artificial intelligence is a new industry, is a new area. What are the strongholds of the French and Chinese economies? How, you know, can their collaboration benefit the international community?
Well, artificial intelligence and progress, technological progress in artificial intelligence can be beneficial for the mankind. This is clear in terms of how progress can be achieved in order to support the operation of enterprises and companies, and also in order to support growth at the world level. At the same time, what is highly significant is for artificial intelligence to retain some human characteristics, because as the term itself implies, there is a risk that machines will make decisions that humans will be unable to make. And that's why dialogue is very important in order to set up a framework that will define the rules under which artificial intelligence will operate in the future. So on the one hand, we can look at the advantages. On the other hand, we can look at the potential risk which exists. And that's why dialogue between China and France is very significant.
Mm. In the press conference, Xi Jinping also talked about China's position on the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. And he urged for a ceasefire. And he said China supports Palestine to become a full member of the United Nations. Doctor, what are the common positions and interests of China and France on this issue?
It is very important to mention that peace is very significant for both France and China. Both countries are peace-loving countries. And taking this into account, obviously, any area in the world where instability is characterizing developments, or any area in the world where conflicts and wars are broken out, cause particular concern to both China and France. And obviously, the Middle East is a characteristic case where this is happening. So both sides agree that the Middle East conflict can be resolved, taking or provided that the Palestinian question will be solved. So the stance of both France and China at the UN level is indicating their political priorities within this context. So I believe that once again, cooperation at the UN level is important in order to make sure that the war will stop, and more importantly, in order to make sure that the end of the war will open the door for negotiations to start and for the creation of a Palestinian state to be possibly achieved, although under the current circumstances, this seems particularly complicated.
Mm. Paris is hosting the Olympics this year. In the press conference, Xi Jinping also said China supports France in hosting the Games. He said China will implement policies to bring more than 10,000 French students to study in China in the next 3 years. Doctor, what's the significance of people-to-people exchanges between the two countries?
Well, starting with the Olympic Games, it should not be forgotten that China is the only country in the world which has successfully hosted both the Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games and the Winter Olympic and Paralympic Games in 2008 and 2022. So this experience can be shared with others, in this case with France, and we can be hopeful that France will be able again to be a successful organizer of Summer Olympics. Beyond this, obviously, people-to-people exchanges always are highly significant for relations between China and the West, and in that regard, for relations between China and France. This process is ongoing. I'm quite optimistic, taking into account that the COVID-19 pandemic is over, and seeing that the flow of tourists seem to go back to the or can go back to the pre-COVID-19 trends. Again, we should note that beyond the decision of China to send or to encourage Chinese students to study in Europe and in France in particular, tourists from several European countries, including France, can go to China and stay there for 2 weeks without having to apply for a visa. Mm-hmm. So taking all this into account, we can be hopeful that people-to-people exchanges will be reinforced and that this can be an element that will contribute to mutual understanding between the two sides.
Mm. One more question, Doctor. In a speech with the French business community in Paris, Xi Jinping urged the two countries as independent powers to act on the spirit of real multilateralism on global issues in today's world. So with continuing strategic competition between the U.S. and China, while on the other hand, France has always stressed its strategic autonomy. How can China and France work with each other to make sure that the world doesn't enter into another Cold War?
Well, it's very important to mention that both China and France believe in the idea of multilateralism and believe in the importance that the United Nations should play in order to guarantee and secure multilateralism. And this discussion goes beyond China and France and affects generally the position of the European Union in the world. And having said that, both France and the European Union consider China a key actor that can contribute to multilateralism at the world level. So recognizing these basic principles, we can be hopeful that negotiations will continue in order to make sure that at least a minimum degree of collaboration will be achieved in the spirit of peace and prosperity. Obviously, problems are existing. Conflicts are continuing in the world. Disagreements do exist. But we can be hopeful that dialogue, and especially deeper dialogue, can make sure that multilateralism as a basic good will be guaranteed. And that's why the visit of President Xi to Paris these days is so significant, as it can play a role toward this direction and complement, obviously, other visits that other European leaders paid to China in recent weeks, among others, the one of the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to Beijing a few weeks ago.
That was Dr. George Zougoplos, Director of EU-China Programs and Senior Research Fellow at European Institute of Nice. That's all the time we have for this special edition of World Today. To listen to this episode again or to catch up on previous episodes, you can download our podcast by searching World Today. I'm Liu Kun in Beijing. Thank you for staying with us. Bye for now.